5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Off we go on another mission aboard the Yoto Daily, blasting into a new week like a rocket blasting into space. And yes, it's Monday. I like to kick off the week sometimes by broadening our minds, improving our vocabulary, or exploring a new thing or topic through a word of the week. And my word of the week today is eclipse. Eclipse. Yes, my word of the week is eclipse because today, April the 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Oh, yes, indeed, a total solar eclipse. So what does that mean? Well, in a solar eclipse, the moon passes between the sun and the earth. And this stops the sun's light from reaching the earth. Essentially, the moon blocks out the sun just for a brief moment or two. As the moon passes in front of the sun, the moon's shadow sweeps across the earth. The sky grows darker and slightly colder. It's an incredible sight. It really, really is. The sun's light is completely blocked and the moon appears as a black circle. It looks a little bit like there's a ring of fire around the moon. Incredible stuff. And that is happening today on April the 8th. The first location, this is all weather permitting, of course, as long as the clouds aren't in the way. But the first location that it should be able to be spotted in North America will be on the Mexican Pacific coast. And then the path of the eclipse continues from Mexico through the USA, into Texas, through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, and small parts of Tennessee and Michigan as well, apparently. And then the eclipse will enter Canada in southern Ontario and continue through Quebec, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Cape Breton. And it will exit the continent of North America on the Atlantic coast of Newfoundland in Canada. So there we go. So I'm guessing many people listening out there will get a chance to see this solar eclipse. A very rare event, very exciting. I'm getting all this information, by the way, from NASA's website. This is what NASA is telling me, okay? So hopefully there's no mistakes in here. Because I should also say, definitely, that it is very, very dangerous to look directly at a solar eclipse. Again, there is a whole page on the NASA website about total solar eclipse safety. It is not safe to look directly at the sun without specialized eye protection for solar viewing. So I can't say that clearly enough. If you need more information about that, go to the NASA website. Regular sunglasses don't do the job. These special solar eclipse viewing glasses are much, 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 much darker than usual sunglasses. Anyway, there's more information about that on NASA. But it is a very, very exciting event for sure. A total solar eclipse for thousands, millions of people over in North America. And, of course, this event wouldn't happen without our friends the sun and the moon. So, in celebration of this total solar eclipse, I'm going to share with you some of my favourite sun and moon facts. Okay, here we go then, folks. Facts about the sun and the moon on today, celebrating the total solar eclipse. Sun fact! The sun is a 4.5 billion year old star. Wowzers, 4.5 billion years old. Incredible stuff. Yes, a huge, giant ball of helium and hydrogen at the center of our solar system. It is, of course, a star, and it's 4.5 billion years old. Moon fact! The moon is a dusty ball of rock, measuring almost 3,500 kilometers in diameter all the way around. And it is roughly a quarter the size of the Earth. So there we go. About the quarter the size of the Earth, our moon, even though often it looks bigger than the sun, doesn't it? But it's much smaller than the sun. A quarter of the size of the Earth, a big, dusty ball of rock. Sun fact! The sun is about 93 million miles from Earth. or 150 million kilometres. Wowzers. So that is, well, safe to say, pretty far away. But it does so much to support our lives here on this planet. It provides all the light and energy that we need, well, for growth and life here on Earth. But it is 93 million miles away. Moon fact! It takes 27.3 days for the moon to orbit to travel all the way around the Earth. The moon is a natural satellite of Earth. That means it travels around the Earth in orbit, and it takes 27.3 days to do that. Roughly, more or less, the length of a month. Sun fact! The sun's gravity, so the force that it pulls everything towards it, the sun's gravity holds our solar system together. Everything in our solar system is going around the sun, and the sun holds everything in place, from tiny fragments of debris to massive planets. It keeps everything in our solar system orbiting around it because of the force of its gravity, because it's so massive. Moon fact! Although the moon shines brightly in the sky, often it looks like a big light bulb in our sky, doesn't it? It doesn't produce its own light. We see the moon because it reflects the light from the sun. So the light we see from the moon is actually coming from the sun. It's a reflection. The moon itself is dark and dusty and rocky. It doesn't produce its own light. Sun fact! The hottest part of the sun is its core, its very centre, and it can get to 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Woohoo! Wowzers! Now that is hot, hot, hot. That's around 15 million degrees Celsius. Incredibly hot, unbelievably hot, unthinkably hot, but definitely the hottest part of the sun is right there in the centre, its core. Moon fact! Scientists aren't totally sure about how the moon was formed, but one of the leading theories is that a big rock, a kind of planet around the size of Mars, crashed into Earth, and the debris, the bits that were left over from that big crash, formed the moon. And again, that happened 4.5 billion years ago. Wow, wow, wow. There we go, folks. Thank you very much for listening to my sun and moon facts on today, April the 8th, which for many of you listening over there in North America is a very exciting day because there is a total eclipse. Once again, check out NASA's website. They have a great thing on there where you can track exactly where it's going to be and at what time you can see it. But again, be safe. Never look directly at it. And again, check out NASA's website for safety instructions there. Super stuff, folks. That was Yoto Daily on today, April the 8th. My word of the week being eclipse. Thank you very much for listening. And today, if that's your birthday, wow, 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 wow. What a day. I hope your birthday is absolutely incredible. I hope it's super special. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day today. A massive, huge, heartfelt happy birthday to everybody celebrating out there. I hope it's absolutely incredible. I hope it's out of this world. Happy birthday to you. Other people born on this day, well, there's American Hollywood actor Patricia Arquette. It's her birthday today. Also born on this day in 1912, Sonja Henie, a Norwegian figure skater and film star, three-time Olympic champion in women's singles and 10-time world champion, a legend of figure skating. She was born on this day in 1912. Also, around the world today, many, many Buddhists will celebrate this day as the birthday of Buddha, who lived in India sometime between the 6th and 4th century BCE and founded Buddhism. And finally, on this day in 1974, a little bit of maths, that is 50 years ago, American baseball player Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record, which had stood since 1935. So there we go. That happened on this day in 1974. Thank you, folks. Have a great day. I hope it's absolutely wonderful. I truly do. And thank you very much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on Yoto Daily.